I guess I wanted to at least point that out, and then at the same time, maybe we could refocus ourselves to point out in our lives that there's a real battle going on, actually. And last week, I entitled my sermon, God's People Always Remember. All right? And today, God's people don't forget the real battle. I don't know if your team is in Super Bowl right now. I don't know. Yeah, if you got a team there, or Brother June has. My team is not there playing. I'll be honest with you, I'm a Broncos fan ever since. I'm a John Elway person. Maybe not, some of you knows him, but it's okay. He's an old quarterback right now. He's doing some managerial work at Denver Broncos, but my team is not there. Okay, so let me read to you first the verses that we have today, and then let's find ourselves how we will refocus ourselves in doing the real battle in our lives in Ephesians chapter 6. Sorry, I'm reading a new NIV version. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 19. If you got your Bibles with you, it says over here, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all Lord's people." And then let me go to Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. It says, none of us is not familiar with these verses, but I mean the second one, but I guess the first one we're all familiar. But it says over here, verse 7 of chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him." I was telling you about this statistic, right? About the Super Bowl. I wrote it actually in long pages of paper. Okay, it says, I heard something and I Googled somewhat the others. It says, 189 million people in America will watch the football game this evening. 189 million. It must be almost more than half of the population of Americans will watch football somewhat. And then $5 million will be spent on a 30-second commercial in a Super Bowl. 5 million. You know? Just to what I call this, place a commercial in there. And according to Ticketmaster, at least these numbers are getting higher actually. At least $5,000 will be paid per ticket if you want to watch the Super Bowl in Miami. $5,000. I don't know who with us will pay all those amount of money actually. An average, okay? And they say at least 15.5 billion will be spent totally on the whole Super Bowl. 15.5 billion. And listen to this. At least 39 million pounds of avocados will be eaten today. 139 million pounds of avocados will be eaten today watching Super Bowl. And 1.3 billion chicken wings will be eaten today. Aren't you glad you're not a chicken? Right? That's a lot of numbers. 1.3 billion chicken wings will be eaten today watching the Super Bowl. Thank God I'm not a chicken. And then 11.2 pounds of potato chips will be eaten today. Okay? That's a lot of numbers, right? And then out of 189 million, listen to this. 34.7, percent of that 189 million who watch the Super Bowl today says it will be the most important day of the week because of the Super Bowl. Right, roughly around, they said 85 million consider this day the most important day of the week watching the Super Bowl. And then 17.5% of those who watch Super Bowl, will consider the commercial as the most important event out of the whole Super Bowl. Or maybe halftime commercial, Maybe some people will watch Shakira and J-Lo today. All right? So that will be roughly 43.4 million people who considered commercial is the most important thing in that event. Okay? And then another 4.5%, maybe roughly around 11 million, they said the food is the most important thing watching the Super Bowl. All right? And then they said an average 8.6 million new TVs, television, will be bought maybe starting last week until today. 8.6 new television will be bought. I don't know. If you go to stores, to Best Buy or, those electronic store, you got a lot of, lot of TV commercials, a lot of TV advertisement, right? Sometimes I was satisfied when I was watching my television about a couple of years ago, maybe a couple of inches, we're used to that, and then, suddenly it becomes bigger and bigger, and now, it's like the size of your world, and it never stops. Imagine 8.6 new TVs will be bought since last week until today, maybe morning, to watch the Super Bowl. And listen to this. 20 million new items will be sold since they began advertising Super Bowl. When I say new items, maybe shoes, maybe sports apparel, maybe jackets, maybe t-shirts, maybe hats. Anything, any new thing about the Super Bowl will be bought, you know, 20.9 millions, you know. New items, new paraphernalias will be bought by Americans just to be somewhat, you know, associated with a Super Bowl. That's a lot of money. You know, maybe one of you or some of you or maybe a lot of us will be buying new apparels too. You know, it's okay. It's fine. No problem. And then they said 17% of all Americans will be influenced by the advertising activity. They are saying that because of that advertisement, you know, they you know, they tend to buy those advertisement. That's why people, you know, companies are putting 5 million per 30 seconds just to convince you, me, and everybody else, you know, everybody else to buy something, you know, within the sphere of the Super Bowl. A lot of people, and sometimes we are caught up with it. And tomorrow, I was Googling when I was sitting here. Tomorrow, after the Super Bowl, they say more than 17 people, Americans, workers, will call in sick tomorrow. At least, roughly, 17.5 million Americans will call in sick. Their first reason why they call in sick, you know what? Fever. They have fever. That's what the Google said. That's the number one reason. They have fever. That's why they can't work. Could you imagine? Could be. Could be. So people are affected. And they were saying this is the most important event of the week on them. A lot of people. A lot of people, okay? And sometimes, you know, we get caught up with it. You know, sports and entertainment here in America is big time. You know? You see those coaches in colleges? Football coaches, basketball coaches, baseball coaches are being paid more, triple, double, or how much you can take, more than the best professor in colleges. You agree? Yeah. You see those numbers when they said, oh, this guy is being hired as the football coach of this university. Wow, you see the numbers. It comes to millions. You know, compare it to those professors in our colleges. What do they earn compared to those coaches? It's nothing. It's nothing. You know, that's why people are really, really, you know, entertained with coaches. You know, even in college, but even in high school, it's a big, you know, it's a big thing for them. You know, it's a big thing for them because of advertisement. And you know what? Speaking of Super Bowl, sometimes you know the thing is the advertisement. Actually, the advertising industry is so good at it that sometimes they say, if you win the Super Bowl, you'll be a world champion. Right? You'll be a world champion. Do you think the whole world is concerned about Super Bowl? I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe more than half of the whole earth, the whole, you know, and not even pay attention to football. They have different football, actually. In other parts of the world, they don't watch our, you know, they say our football is too violent. But look at the advertisement. They said world champions. See how advertisement is doing? They call them world champions. When the NBA also had their finals, they said world champions. But then the champions is only in America. And they said World Series. World Series. See advertisement can do?
You know, and sometimes we get caught up. We got caught up with this one. We want to be, you know, even though our teams are not there, we tend to navigate or move towards those teams because of what? Because of advertisement. Advertisement will do a lot of things to influence you and me. just think of it. Just think of it. People are being caught up. And the thing is, we are also caught up. Saying all of this, my friends and brothers in Christ, God's people don't forget the real battle. The real battle is going on right now for the souls of men between evil and good. And this advertisement thing is being done by a lot of people. But the question is, are we also advertising the real battle between the souls of many people right now? Are we so enthusiastic like this advertisement? They pay 5 million for 30 seconds just to get you hooked up, you know, just to get you buy something. I bet, you know, you will be watching 30 seconds of commercial in TV when you watch the Super Bowl, and you will be, you know, you will be pulled to that advertisement and buy that, you know, item that they are advertising. Now the challenge for us, how do we advertise the Word of God? Are we the same as enthusiastic as this advertising group that advertising this event? You know, the people, not only in America, but I guess they, people are watching too, back in Europe, back in China, back in Africa, they're watching this event too, I know for sure. Maybe in their laptop, maybe in their phones, maybe somewhat an electronic thing, people are watching it, and they will see the advertisement, and then they will be hooked up. That's how big this is. That's how big this is. So the challenge for us today, how do we advertise God's Word? There's a battle going on for the souls of you and me. The devil wanted me to go to hell. Not only me, but a lot of people. You see that verse that we read? He was thrown down to earth, you know, to deceive the people of this world. You know, he was cast over here. He is battling, you know, the forces of good, the forces of God for your soul and my soul. And he's doing a lot of things just to get one soul, you know, to be held in hell. Because he knows his numbers are short. He knows his power is not as equal as God. That's why he wants to get you where he wants to go. Now, the question is, how do we stop him from doing that? Just look around. When I finally came to my senses and I said, accept the Lord as my Savior, the first question that came to my heart, to my mind and my heart, is what about my family? They have souls too. How do we share them? How do we win them? Right? Or we just take them for granted? They will find a way, just like you do. No? We have to be challenged by this. Because there's a real battle going on. We have the responsibility to tell them about the battle. And be on the winning side. The winning side is God's. Right? The winning side is Jesus Christ. That's the winning side. But the question is, again, let me tell you, how do we advertise this to the winning side. Let's bring others to the team of Jesus Christ, because He had resurrected from the grave. He has the winning side. And we have to do as much enthusiasm as the world advertises about the Super Bowl. It's a challenge for us. You don't want the devil to win. We can't say, oh, my team will win again, will be there next year. Right? Just like when we think of the Giants and the Jets. Okay, next year we'll be there. If you're a Giants fan, or Eli Manning retired, you know, we have a new quarterback, maybe next year we will be in that winning team. And we hope we will be in the winning team. But today I tell you, we are in a winning team right now. If we have Christ in our life, you know, if we accept Christ in our life, you know, we are on the winning team. Let's not forget, we are on the winning team. And it should stay like that. We have to be in the winning team. We have to speak up to people. We have to tell them. And let's advertise the real battle. Let's advertise the real battle. Let's tell them about Christ's gift of eternal life to people. You see, Sister Grace telling us that she can do the footwork. Wow, it's a challenge, you know. And that is good. We have to do all we can to advertise the Word of God. Because we're not talking about millions of dollars. A lot of people were sad. Even my son Danjay was crying when they heard about Kobe Bryant dying. Sometimes you cannot explain what happened, right? But we can learn lessons from those things. For me personally, lesson number one is money cannot prolong your life. Even you have millions. It was worth more than $88 million. Net worth. And probably more than that right now. Maybe that doubled up or who knows. But the thing is, it cannot prolong our life. Another lesson is, when your number is called by God, you cannot say no. You cannot say, no, God, tomorrow or next week. No, you cannot say that. When your numbers is called, you have to be there. I was watching TV, ESPN News last, maybe Monday with my wife. And they're doing interview with Kobe Bryant. And one thing I like on those interviews when he said, I don't waste time with my God-given talent. That's what he said. He was given a God-given talent and he didn't waste time to use it. Whatever motivation he has mentioned these things. You know, is an interview. Because he went to NBA when he was 17 years old, young. And he won his first championship when he was before 24 years old. So that's why he said, I didn't waste my God-given talent. Let me repeat again my conclusion. God's people, don't forget the real battle. It's between the souls of every person around us. God wants you to be on His team, but the devil wants you to be with Him in hell. There's a real battle going on. right now. Let's advertise God and let's say to those people that God loves you and wants you on His winning team. Okay? Let's bow ahead and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you that we have known you personally and has a personal relationship with you. Times we forget that there's a battle going on right now between the righteousness of God and between the devil, the evil one that wanted us to be in hell, oh God. We're not against principalities or powers, but this is between a battle of good and evil, oh God. Help us to be standing firm on your team, on your winning team, oh God, and ready to share the good news around us. Thank you so much for the thing that we discussed today. We are planning and doing things for your kingdom in this part of Staten Island. Bless our leaders that we have set apart, oh God, to do your work. And bless the gift of everyone so we can use it for your own glory, oh God. Thank you so much. In this name I pray. Amen. I think we have a...